great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges filed in New York in the CEO killing.
The grand jury here in New York returned an indictment charging Luigi Mangione with first-degree murder in the death of Brian Thompson, reflecting a belief by the grand jury and by prosecutors that the killing was meant to evoke terrorism. There is a terrorism enhancement reflected in this charge, and District Attorney Alvin Bragg said it was meant to evoke terror, and he believes he can prove it once Mangione is returned here to New York and goes on trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. There was a vigil held last night for the student and teacher killed in Madison, Wisconsin this week. One of the factors in the school shooting is believed to be bullying the shooter, a 15-year-old girl at the school. Russia's security service has detained a suspect in the killing of that senior general outside an apartment building in Moscow. The suspect described as being an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services. This is ABC News. The recovery is just beginning now in Vanuatu, the tiny Pacific country rocked by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake this week. There is no water in the capital city. The reservoirs were destroyed. A federal bill aimed at preventing child abuse, championed by Paris Hilton, could come up for a vote today in the House.
Earlier this year, the socialite and entrepreneur provided gut-wrenching testimony to Congress about her personal experience at a youth treatment facility when she was 16. Tens of thousands of children are placed in youth treatment facilities each year, nearly 50,000 in 2021 alone. And a federal report finds more than a dozen states fail to properly track abuse. Hilton's proposal, the Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act, would improve oversight and training and establish a national database of abuse cases.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The measure already has passed in the Senate. Walmart is testing out putting body cameras on workers to try to cut down on shoplifting. The company says for now it's a pilot program being run in just one market. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter, we set the tone, we played great team basketball, we were moving the ball, guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football, more players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked ended for good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy yes. Wednesday, the calm before the storm out there.
I know.
Like, now we're talking 6 inches?
Yep.
Wow. But so. Like 40 this weekend?
Yeah, isn't it? Or yeah. At least by Christmas or something like that?
The yards are going to look great. That snow, that little covering, yeah. That's going to look awesome with the lights and everything.
I agree. And I totally agree.
I know you're picking up your daughter on Friday, and I'm picking up my daughter and granddaughter at the airport on Friday. And yeah, they're Nashville people, so they don't really see snow. She'll get a big kick out of this. I mean, she's only 2, so she'll have a lot of fun.
Is there? Let me ask you something. You've got grandkids.
I do.
You know, you try to buy gifts, and you just, you know, we're giving our granddaughters cash. What do you think of that? Oh boy, here we go.
I just don't. I don't know that cash Christmas. Nah, I don't. Whatever. Do you're the grandpa.
I'm gonna give him like $520. We're gonna give him like $520 bills each.
Yeah, that's
because okay. When they were here, when they stayed here, my two granddaughters stayed with me this summer.
Yeah,
for a weekend, and the greatest thing for them to do was I'd give them $5 each, and they'd come down to the market.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because it was their own money, and they'd, you know. This is that much, and they love that. And I think that's part of it with kids like that, letting them understand money when they've got it, and they're allowed to spend it.
Yeah.
And maybe you take one of those 20s, and you do a little, like, shopping event with them, take them out. And then
take one of those 20s and have them drop it off at a homeless shelter or something and say, look, that's part of what we do.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really good idea. That you actually know, is.
Take or have them come over and serve a meal with us.
They're not going to do it, but that is a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I never know what to buy kids.
But I don't know, cash, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, that's – I think that experience back to that. Like yesterday, I made pizzas, froze them because I don't – maybe it'll be – it's kind of fun to make them, kind of fun not. But, you know, of course, my kids have different tastes, so I had to make vegetarian and – you know, of course, the meat lovers for me and Nico and Robbie. But we're just going to have a lot of home time, play games, do a puzzle.
You know, so that's great. That's neat.
I don't know that shopping is. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff to do. I want to get out to the Botanical Gardens again. I mean, I really enjoyed that Sunday night.
I'll bet.
And that was a lot of fun, and the weather was great. And if it warms up, you know, I don't know if they're open on, we might go on Monday. You know, during the game, because there's no line. You know, Green Bay. And everybody's
I will say this. If we get some snow Monday night, that's going to be magical as far as Lambeau Field, the snow, and the snow globe thing. Yeah. That's going to be a pretty cool event Monday night.
Yeah. That's going to be. Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's going to be a fun weekend.
So. Do you do the big cooking thing like on Christmas Day? I mean, we all grew up, Todd, I'm sure you did too. You all grew up with a big turkey on Christmas Day, right?
And goose.
Ham.
Goose.
It was goose.
Peking duck.
Yeah.
Did you have goose?
Yeah, my parents would shoot geese and it would be a big goose.
That's that's the Tiny Tim thing. I mean, that is really what they talk about, you know, Christmas goose.
My mom.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, it was so
cool. I've only had it once, and I didn't like it.
No.
But you got to, I mean, who was I talking? Oh, two of the gentlemen I interviewed for my Vietnam book. That actually was on election day. I'll tell you when it was. And he was telling me, he's huge. It's basically all he eats. And he's got a place in like Green Lake where the fish are just phenomenal because it's so cold. But he almost exclusively eats wild game. And he said, you know, people, if you're going to cook wild game, I mean, you got to, there's some sweat equity. I mean, it's got like days of marinating it, doing whatever, and, you know, just taking the best cuts. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, my mom wasn't really good at that. She just threw it in an oven and prayed to Jesus.
Dear baby, dear 7-pound, 2-ounce baby Jesus. You know, my mom's, she'd tell it every year at Christmas. It was a really, really sad story. They had raised this goose all year to have for their Christmas dinner, and somebody stole it the night before Christmas. Isn't that something? How could you possibly do that?
Right.
That was going to be their
Christmas. Oh, you read about those other, but you know, these Salvation Army buckets, you know, taking those, and it's like,
how is that possible?
That's
Michael says, a wad of cash is king, my friends. Thank you, Michael.
You know, I grew up in that school, cash is king, but I don't.
I mean, did your mom go out and buy 11 Christmas gifts, 11 separate Christmas gifts every year?
Well, we got more than one gift.
No, but I mean, for me, okay, yeah, for 11 separate people.
Yeah, she did. We should have seen our tree.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. She worked hard at that. My dad
was your
Christmas.
Tree the one that's at your plaza now outside there, that huge, like, 50-footer? Was that, like, your tree growing up?
No, we went and bought a tree and just cut it down. It was just, it's just what Christmas should be. So I think it's a cool time of year, and I just want to get the stress out of it. You know, that's why, like we were talking off air, there's certain things I'm not going to do because they're stressful. Certain family members, maybe
you're not.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, we're not going to do that. We don't send them a card.
Why bring it on?
Right. There's enough, you know.
I got a couple of Christmas cards in my box here for both of us. I miss getting Christmas cards.
I get a ton of them.
I miss getting Christmas cards.
I love, and I'm into the pictures. I just really like to see kids growing up. And then I do like when they put I don't like the letters, but I like when they take, like, all right, you'll get a card from me. It's just on the card, you know, one or two sentences of each, where they're living, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's like, okay, that's great. Who's pregnant?
No, I don't mean to laugh.
Mary. That's Mary.
I'm just laughing because that one aunt of mine, great aunt, she did one year. And it was so cute. Just you tell it was hand type and mistake, you know, and it'd be X out and everything. And it's just, and so-and-so's right. And then the one part was, we're not sure about Cousin Rico, pending the outcome of his trial.
That's great when they.
But I just love that term. Yeah. Pending the outcome of his trial.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have to get that stuff together. Yeah. You've got to write a book, and then you've got to have pictures of that stuff in your book.
I'll bring it in. But it was. But get this. Some of the family lived in like New Zealand. No, they left Italy because it was poor and everything. And it was like for like the attempted kidnapping of the prime minister. And I'm not kidding about this. I'll find it. I'll dig it out. Maybe Dom has it.
Wow.
Your family was real.
That's
they were real.
But then it goes. And then
I can make the
but
letter.
But then the next was like, Auntie Josephine is doing fine in Michigan.
Skips it like it's just one of the
like
sentence.
Nothing. Just, yeah. But I just love her term.
That's awesome.
Pending the outcome of his trial.
Usually those letters are a little fluff. I'm glad she is totally. Full disclosure. That's great. Those are good letters.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I gotta find that.
I enjoy reading.
Got this
those.
One. Did John's grandma send cards when she was in the clink? I don't know. I'd like to find out. Maybe.
I think they let you do that.
You know, she did not have a problem in prison.
No?
No. When Dom and I met with my aunt, my last remaining aunt, she said, Grandma Nona said, life in prison was easier than life at home. Isn't that something?
You know that, though, you hear that once in a while, right? It's, you're going to.
Yeah, I mean, her husband was disabled, got crippled up in the mind, as they used to say, couldn't walk, couldn't work, you know. So those people back in those days, that was a different world, man. It wasn't Little House on the Prairie where Pa goes out to the barn with an axe and comes back with a dinette set.
Oh, man, no, not at all.
Yeah. I got to admit something, though. I always loved that show.
Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
And I was watching some stuff over the weekend about how the woman who played, who's the shopkeeper, the woman.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Olson.
Mrs. Olson. How, like, everybody just loved her. She was like the mama on the set for all the kids. They
right.
just oh. loved her so much, and her personality and her character was so different from who she was. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did that thing, I want to say 2 years in a row at Heritage Hill with Nellie.
Yep.
The character.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah.
And boy, she didn't have good things to say about the oldest sister. Remember Mary? Who then went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was great, though. Wasn't she very friendly?
Did Who's you that?
She was Nellie? Okay.
Oh, you just. She was okay. My mother in law was a big fan of hers, and so I took her there and met Nellie, and she was super nice to her, took pictures and stuff.
That was when I was working in Twin Falls, Idaho, when that show was like winding up, and that was so popular. It was like the number one. It was like unbelievable. Yeah. And I'll never forget, our promotions person did a promo, you know, about, and on Thursday night, don't miss, you know, this episode of Little House on the Prairie. It's one you'll never forget. See what happens to blind Mary's baby. That was the promo. I think the reason he was working at Twin Falls, I know. Boy, speaking of the media, though, did you see that lady, 33 years in Wausau? Boom.
Gone.
Done. Out the door.
That's the company that laid off their entire team out on the west side of the state.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Is it radio, TV? Mm-hmm.
TV. Well, 33 years.
Yeah. Is it AOW Channel 9, I think?
Yes. Just boom, out of the blue. Isn't that crazy? What's going on in this business?
Yeah.
Just like when the guy stopped me here in the corridor coming in, he goes, hey, I'm looking for work. Hey, work. I said, I'm not sure broadcasting is the field you want to go into right now.
No.
I don't think it's the growing pie.
I don't think so either. I think we're dinosaurs sitting here behind a mic and doing our thing. Boy, we got a fun show today. Well, I don't know if it'll be fun, but we got a good show today. We got some great stuff coming up.
Yeah.
But we've got a gentleman. We talk about this a lot. Tom Drzewicki. A good friend of mine, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. We got to talk about that. We've talked about it before. Just what to look out for. You know, Sarah says Nellie's book is hilarious.
Huh.
I think she really comes out with some stuff in that book. Yeah. And then you got some stuff you want to do, right?
Well, just the GB's playing today.
Yep.
And they're
matinee.
There's a matinee at 11 o'clock today at the Rush Center. And we got a couple tickets here. Good seats. Row D, fourth row up. You've sat in those seats.
You know what?
I've sat in those seats.
Oh, they're great seats. You know what? You know what? Something I invented that's pretty good? I've just been stuffy. You know, just I think my thing's dry. You know, you just kind of, okay. A hot Tang with a Hall's cough drop dropped in.
Okay. Sounds like Theraflu in a way, but yeah.
That's what I mean. But it's free.
Why is it free?
Well, I mean, except for the Tang. And by the way, at the party the other night, he goes, yeah, I had to buy the special for Mino. Mino's a prima donna. I had to buy the Tang for him. $7.
And then John goes, they're 2 for $7.
I'm like, they're 2 for $7, Jim.
Where? I didn't pay. No, they're not. Putting a price on that thing. It's $7. So. Anyway.
This a quick survey. Listeners with incarcerated family members. I had an uncle did time for identity theft before it was friendly. I stole a dead guy's social security number, arrested at work with a social security card in his wallet.
Really?
Well, might not be the smartest.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay, then. But we got Tom coming on, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. Daryl Burnett from the Auto Gallery talking about, of course, Christmas stories, phenomenal. 1937 car, they got the exact same thing down there. Noel Halverson, President, NeighborWorks Green Bay. Terry Barr, our own slice of Wisconsin, back after this.
Snow is snowing. Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling. Let's roast chestnuts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Every time I look.
Yeah. Okay. I say this every time.
Yeah.
Maybe the smoothest voice.
Oh, yeah. Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Just smooth.
That's awesome.
I've seen video awesome. Of the recording of this song. Jeff Lynne is, from Yellow. Absolutely. He produced it and stuff like that.
Wow.
And it was literally an old piano in a garage that they used for the doon-doon anything. I mean, it was just amazing what they did.
Is he blind or was he blind? What was his story with that?
I don't think he was blind, but he had
bad eyesight, right?
Really, really bad eyesight. Like, when he walked out on stage, they helped him.
You ever do it here?
The mic. Yeah, he was here.
Oh, no kidding. That must have been a great concert.
He has got that crying.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, he's really, really good. That's the music backup is so. His voice is really, really good.
Seemed like a really private guy, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He died, right?
He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
it was kind of cool. So he was part of the Traveling Wilburys, which is one of my favorite super groups. Absolutely. Right?
Greatest Harmony. I don't even know what Harmony is, but it seemed like great Harmony. Didn't it? Was that Harmony? Is that what you call that?
I don't know.
Traveling Wilburys? Oh, you don't remember them?
No. So it was Jeff Lynne from ELO. It was Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, the guy from the Beatles. George Harrison, right? Bob Dylan was in the group.
I mean, legends decided, hey.
Wow.
And this video is so cool because they recorded this song and it became a hit. And then they had to do a video. Well, Roy had passed away.
Oh,
so when they get
wow.
to his part in the song where he's singing, they're on a train, like in a caboose kind of thing. They just show his rocking chair there with his guitar.
No kidding.
Cool. It's really, really cool.
Wow.
I love this group.
Me too. Yeah. I totally agree. I liked, who's the other one? The Highwaymen.
Oh, yeah.
When they got together.
Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and Willie and Waylon.
That was fantastic. Love when those groups come together like that to form something new.
Legends.
So anyway, I spent 3 hours yesterday. Watching the Rogers thing. Enigma. Okay? It doesn't need to be that long. I mean, it doesn't need to be that long. And it's just they try to cover so much that they don't cover anything in depth. Okay? It just scratches the surface on so many things. Okay, like his family situation. Mm-hmm. Okay? The only thing he didn't talk about his mom or dad or anything like that, being estranged from them. All he talked about was his brother, who he really can't stand it. He's the one that went on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And he talked about how, he only went on The Bachelor to become famous. And he goes, that's his words, not mine. And then the thing he was really ticked off about was when The Bachelor, the producers, tried to make it seem like he was stiffing everybody. So when they had the family dinner, like at their house, okay, they took the shot where there's, this couple and mom and dad and another brother or something here. And then two empty chairs, really prominent, like Aaron wasn't there. Uh-huh. He's like, it was during the season. I wasn't going to go during the season. I wasn't asked. The guy wasn't whatever. They made me look. So that's the only thing he kind of went off on with his family. Didn't touch on the other aspects of it. Didn't spend nearly as much time talking about the vax thing as I thought he would.
Yeah.
Because that was such a big issue with him. But he did admit in the show, he did say Robert Kennedy Jr. offered him the vice president candidacy position. So it just kind of goes all over.
Who sponsored? Who advertised? Like, who cares? I wouldn't watch that.
And then the part in, I mean, he's out there with that other stuff.
Right.
I mean, way out there in Costa Rica and all the, he's out there. He's out there. Yeah. And I actually fast forwarded through a bunch of that part of it.
Yeah.
Where he's down there chanting and going into the sweat box and doing whatever.
I saw some of the previous rounds. Like, I would watch paint dry.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, we're talking about what our next move is, you know, our careers.
Right.
Brush up on that.
I know, guys. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Dust off the old resume. Can I use you for a reference?
These ambassadorships are like, that's the bomb.
I know, right?
Herschel Walker. To the Bahamas.
Oh, my God.
How would you like to be the ambassador? There's a new casino coming up here, boys. Come on over and look. You know, the ambassador to the Bahamas Commonwealth. That's a good gig. And the way they live. And the staff they have there, that, I mean, some of those countries you don't, if there's conflict, but I mean,
I don't think we got a big issue with Bahamians trying to sneak into our country, do we? I think they're like, I'm fine, man.
Anybody who comes to visit is kind of there on vacation,
that's
right?
What
I mean, the senators come down.
Who's going to leave the Bahamas?
Isn't that where we should cut some of our spending?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, so I'm not new to this, but they will argue that that's such a small percent, and they don't believe pennies make dollars. You know, it's just the,
who are you talking about?
Government. Oh. They're just like, let it alone. It's such a small thing, and it's a good gig because everybody.
I would like to be an ambassador,
and it's a good thing if you go down there and visit. You know, and you go over to the embassy. They take really, really, really good care of it too. So.
Feels like they want to keep the stuff that they enjoy.
Absolutely.
No term limits. The money.
And those are things that both sides enjoy. I mean, that's not a Republican Democrat thing. That is like the best dinner and the best. You know, it's awesome.
There's still something fishy about that one lady that used to be on Fox, and she was Kimberly Goyle, what her name is, and she got like ambassador to Greece, and the rumor is that her and Trump's son just broke up, and I could see him going, Dad, send her as far away as possible.
Get her out of here. But, I don't know. And, right, Barrett's in Ireland, right? Is that
I'm not
Tom
sure.
Barrett? That'd be a great.
Well, Mark
great,
Green?
Right, Mark Green is in Tanzania, and man.
Where could I go?
I mean, there's a lot of.
Who could I talk to about becoming an ambassador?
What about Italy?
We're good with Italy.
I'd be great in Italy.
We're good with them.
We're good. Okay. I mean, we got one over there already? Somebody?
Well, sure, but, you know, the president can up the game. I mean, that's just nothing, that's a political appointment. That's all. You got to be confirmed, though. I will say that. You got to be confirmed.
Oh, yeah. That'll be tough. There's always a catch.
That'll be tough, Mino.
There's always that catch.
Your background will come out.
Yeah. I could see you as an ambassador
I'd
someplace.
Love it. I would absolutely love that job.
You know where I could see you as an ambassador? I'm not even lying.
Poland?
Nope.
What, Germany? No.
Nope. The Vatican.
Yeah, that's its own country. Yeah,
don't you?
Oh, there's a lot of people that'd be better than me, but yeah.
But I mean, that's your shtick. I'd love know it. All about that stuff. I think you'd be great for the Vatican ambassador.
And the people would come over would just your tour guide. I mean, they show you around. Yeah. You do a little business. Okay, can we do business together? And you know, we good. You know, it's like no war.
You don't think you're going to war anytime soon with them?
No, right.
Here's my good friend Francis. Right. Come on over.
Fred, come here. I got a guy here from Greenback. Come here.
And you always see Pope Francis just kind of shaking his head.
You know, that's still bothering me, though. Who the Pope
made the sandwich for? There's a story about Pope Francis making a sandwich for somebody, but that's recent, within the last couple of years.
No, this is when the guy was like in the set, like a young priest.
Gotcha.
And he was working at the thing, and it's somebody amazingly famous. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Pretty pencils to write, I love you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For a lot of people, the holiday season is an exciting and fun time. But for just as many, It brings about thoughts of loneliness and depression. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Those thoughts of loneliness and depression motivated one woman in southwest Wisconsin to begin an organization to help. Details on that next.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group Auctions features a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view our upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today. That's steffesgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S, group.com.
Sue Springer founded Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin after she lost a brother to suicide. She said agriculture is not immune to feelings of loneliness and depression simply because, for many farm families, you're working long hours and, in many cases, you're working alone. She says holidays can bring about certain triggers that really amplify the feeling of loneliness and depression.
All those Hallmark commercials and movies that everything's happy and content, and that can be triggering, you're right. And it, not everybody has the ideal family. Not everybody has the ideal bank account to be able to fit into all of the wishes for Christmas, and it can cause depression and stress. But then there's also people that are lonely and don't have the family support or friends, and there's also people that are grieving that have lost someone. And it's hard to be happy over the holidays when you've lost a loved one that you wish was there with you.
Sue Springer, she's the founder of Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin. She encourages people that suffer with depression or loneliness to use resources available to them. If you notice someone that is lonely, why not think about inviting them to be a part of your activities or do something simple, like bringing them groceries.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And we're watching Washington, D.C., where a must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown now includes about $10 billion in farm aid to start. Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, said it was a last-minute breakthrough to try to help production agriculture. We'll keep you posted. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some snow on the way tomorrow into tomorrow night. We could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's
like
only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see. Maybe Luke Mathers and Trini Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into Monday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to cover the story for us.
In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Madison nonprofit is raising money to support the Christian school at the center of Monday's tragic shooting. The United Way of Dane County is spearheading the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It launched Tuesday morning. The CEO of the Dane County United Way says it's our responsibility as a community to help Madison recover, and every dollar counts. The school's principal says they're overwhelmed by the support and that they'll create a transparent process to distribute the money once they figure out where it will be most helpful. 100% of the money raised will go to the school. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News.
All right, don't forget, coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to play with the grown-up gift list with Civic Media in the statewide contest. Later on after 7 o'clock, John and Jim will give you today's keyword. You text that in on your Civic Media app, so download that right now, and that'll give you a shot at an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and also one of the grand prizes, which you can see at civicmedia.us. That is coming up this morning after 7 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, but between now and 7, you can win two tickets. GB Phoenix, they're playing, they're doing all right, right? That Roy's back. You following that at all? No. There's a game today at 11 o'clock. So if you want to text in before we go to our keyword at 7, just text in UWGB. Should we do that?
Let's do that. Text UWGB if you'd like the tickets.
It's 11 o'clock today, though. It's at the Rush Arena. Great seats. And we have two tickets here that we're going to give away to the first person to text in UWGB.
They had a phenomenal start to their game at Santa Barbara. They led by 14. Or excuse me, they led by 4. The other night, ended up getting beat by like 14 or 15. You know. But yeah, they had a lead at halftime out at Santa Barbara, which was probably their best half of the season. It's just tough. You got, I mean, you know, 90% of these kids didn't know each other 3 months ago.
Right.
You know, and the coach didn't know anybody and everything. It's always tough when you start out. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your pedigree is. It's always hard getting a program restarted.
It is. Now, they're playing Michigan Tech. I don't know how they are, but they do pretty well, though, at home.
The Huskies play good basketball up there. I don't know. You know, that's one of the things. You know, Northern Michigan in Marquette, where, I mean, Sala, you know, the Jets coach, he played and coached there. Matt LaFleur coached there.
Right.
I mean, just legendary people that have gone through there coaching-wise and everything. And they got this beautiful facility. Have you ever seen the Upper Dome?
No.
It's the world's biggest all-wood structure. I mean, it's really something.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And the UP is the world's largest wooden structure?
Yeah. What? Look it up. Look it up.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. You think they would, you know, they talk about when you run a city that you need to have something that is not only make your city proud, but it's got national recognition.
That's what this has.
It's the first I heard about it.
You got to get out more. But anyway.
I did look it up.
Really?
Yeah. The top five world's biggest timber structures, and that is not listed here.
Well, they didn't.
Well, that might be old.
I've been with you too long.
Tillamook Air Museum is one.
Where is that, though?
Like
a different country.
Yeah, different country.
Okay.
Are you saying just in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's different.
No, Michigan. Well, this
right.
is
should be Michigan.
That's right. Let me see.
I still think.
I want to say I thought it was the world's biggest all.
Well, it's not the world's because he just said it's not even in the top five. So,
all right, somebody from Northern Michigan,
maybe it's in
help me out on this.
The Midwest.
I thought it was bigger than that. I don't know, but what I'm saying is, it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Indoor facility. Great football. Todd, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Superior Dome Stadium on campus at NMU.
NMU. Or,
yep. Is the largest wooden dome at 143 feet tall in Michigan.
Thank you.
In Michigan.
In Michigan, but in not Michigan. The world.
The world. That's pretty
but
close,
still,
though.
Yeah, of course close.
But to John, Michigan is the world.
Yes, that's true. That is true. In your world, John, it is the largest.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, though, phenomenal facility, okay? They haven't won a football game in like 2.5 years. Haven't won a game. Not a game. Okay?
Wow.
Michigan Tech up in Houghton, Michigan. Long ways away.
Yeah.
Outdoor playing, maybe one of the coldest spots in the United States.
Snowiest for sure.
And they just keep winning in all their sports. And it's a hard school. I mean, I told you I looked at going there one time.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the guy asked me what my highest level of mathematics was. Yeah. And I said two. He goes, two. Trig two? No. Oh, calc two.
No.
Wow. Just what is it? General math two.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's amazing for being where the product they turn
That's
out
what
is
I
like,
mean.
It's phenomenal.
And these kids become engineers and these great business degrees and whatever, whatever. It's a phenomenal school.
It really is. Yeah.
So I do want to clarify this for John's sake.
Okay.
It is the largest wooden dome in the world.
Thank you.
The largest wooden dome in the world.
Thank you,
Not
Todd.
Not the world's largest building, but the largest dome in the world.
Thank you.
The largest wooden dome.
In the world.
Pull up a picture here for you.
Wow.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim.
Okay.
You got to get up to the UP. You got to explore
the
UP.
But all I'm saying is that if I were.
See, that's it.
I don't know, man. I would be.
And the inside there, it's all knotty pine. The whole roof, the whole everything. It's like you're in somebody's cabin. It's all knotty pine.
And they had
pine.
To bend that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really quite the thing.
All right, I would do something with that because if I don't know what I would do.
I would improve that.
Yeah. No, I would improve. I would What's market
with
that differently. Anyway? Right. I would say,
I
look,
know about this.
I'd have either a, how many people does it seat? About?
I think 10,000.
That's not that many.
Maybe. I don't know.
Permanent seating, 8,000, but it can hold up to 16,000.
Oh, okay. So like the Resch?
Yeah. A little bigger. It's
very close to the Resch.
12.
Yeah.
Resch is 12.
The structure is a geodesic dome constructed.
Geodesic.
Of, yeah, there you go.
When I was studying for architecture, I learned that.
You knew that.
Right.
781 Douglas fir beams and 108.5 miles of fir decking.
Yeah. Do they have any inside pictures of it, Todd?
I'll see if I can find it.
Is that on your postcards when you go visit the city? Is that
possibly?
Like, boy, I tell you, I would have to have an event there. I would do something. I'm looking at that thing. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to spend...
It's cool.
It kind of looks like something, too, like a helmet, like a those...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I would do so. I would make that where people would know about it. I would have an event there every year. I don't know what
Got
it would
the,
be.
The dome is cool. My son used to play soccer tournaments up there, Jim. Yeah. It's used year... I don't know if it has 2 days off in a row.
Oh.
Always soccer tournaments in the winter and the whatever.
Cool.
They use it like you can't believe.
The largest wooden dome in the world.
Yes.
Wow. I think that's like awesome. I do.
Thank you.
I'm surprised.
Am I
vindicated?
Vindicated? I was gonna say vilified, but my vindicated.
Too late. That's interesting.
That's all knotty pine that you see up there.
As
the
are the seats?
Are
those metal or those wood?
I don't know. That I do not know. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, there are so many cool things in the UP that people don't know. You know, that it's like, wow, that's gonna be cool. You should I just saw a thing. About people, a lot of people are into waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
And, Jim, they have no events there. Yeah, come up with some ideas, Jim, because they don't have any.
I mean, I would do something that would call attention to the largest dome in the world.
They probably have.
It would be the annual something in the large. I would get, anyway.
You'd be a great ambassador for Marquette.
I don't think Jim would enjoy that.
I would. I'd have our different logo on our shirts. Yeah, it would all be that dome. And,
uh-huh. Yeah.
But even a little community like Two Rivers, right? The they claim that the home of the ice cream sundae. That community with the largest ball of yarn.
Home of the hamburger.
Right. It's just cool to have something that your local community is proud of and that it's got far-reaching. What are you laughing about?
Text come in. New name. The Schmidt Dome.
Yeah. But I think that's great. Johnny, I'm not kidding you. I never heard that in all my years.
So, there you go.
And I think it's just something else to be. Well, that's cool. Because when you go to these mayor's conferences, oh my God, man, it's just everybody's got the biggest, the oldest, the longest, the newest. Just everybody has something to brag about. We're the fourth. It's like, okay, you're the fourth, whatever. That's not really number one. But, you know, we would obviously take a lot of pride with the Green Bay Packers. But every community, every city, Lexington, just Louisville, everybody's got their shtick. And I just think that's a cool thing that they have. What city is that in?
Marquette.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you got to make a road trip to the UP.
I do. Well, yes.
You really and truly do.
I know.
Actually, you know what's coming up end of January? The ski jumping.
Yeah.
Tournament, Iron Mountain. That's really something to see, too. Especially when they do it at night.
Yeah.
It's really something. And I'll tell you what, I think the two most courageous athletes there are race car drivers, like Formula One type, where they're just down there in those little things. It's just a few pieces of pipe and they strap you in and you go ridiculous. I think because that's like instant death if you crash with those things, it seems like. So that, I think, is really, really something. I think bull riders, rodeo bull riders, are another one that's really crazy.
Man, if those clowns aren't right on. I mean, there's been some bad stuff that has happened when they jump on you or spear you, or whatever that's called.
I saw a guy get his like chest
gored,
crushed one. Crushed.
Oh, yeah.
The thing's, you know, when he's stomping around,
yeah,
he stomped on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and those bulls, they're mad. And then they poke them, get them even more mad. Why would you want to?
No, that's what I mean. Those cowboys are tough. And a lot of them are like little guys. When I was in Arizona, that the professional rodeo would come. Just tough. They had like no fat. I don't know how that takes it, but just raw boned.
We went to one of those in Oklahoma City, and it was a dome, like the one you just showed. Of course, it wasn't as large as the one up in Superior or in Marquette. But that's the real deal. You watch it's TV, it looks cool, but if you go there and watch it, that's like, wow, those things are just
unbelievable.
Whipping you around
and they're
mad.
Angry and they're
It's like no.
Actually, I got it. When I was working in Twin Falls, Idaho, I did a story on the local radio that came to town, or the rodeo that came to town, and I did a story on this girl who's a rodeo clown, and she used to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And I did that story, and CBS picked it up for their feed, as they call it, where other stations could use it.
Cool.
And the station in Tucson saw that, and that's how they hired me, from that one story. And I always tell kids that you never know who's watching.
Absolutely.
Right.
You never know who's watching, true. Who's driving through town, who might be listening.
We're listening.
Never, ever, ever.
Remember doing a show at WIXX. I was doing weekends at the time, and program director from Milwaukee was driving through, and he heard me. He said, "Hey, come work for me."
Exactly.
Wow. I never did, but yeah.
But isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's how it works. I always try to tell kids that. Today is Roast Pig Day. What do you call those?
Bunchnickel or
Bunch?
What's it called? Bunchnickel.
Spawn Farkle.
Spawn Farkle.
Okay.
The apple in the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
I don't like that. Same thing. When we were in New York, and my daughter said, "Oh, we got to go to this great restaurant. They got great seafood." And I ordered this thing, and the head was still on.
Mm. Yeah, that's all right. I mean,
you okay with that?
Yeah. On the fish.
Yeah.
Not on that. Okay. But that pig thing, that's cool when they open up the whatever, and it's on there, and the apple's in the mouth.
Cold.
And he's just in that. Like whatever that skin or crust is like really hard, and then the meat is so moist.
I don't like looking at anything where the head's still on.
Oh.
Do you? You're okay with that?
I go to a pig roast every year. Called? A spun, whatever you just said.
Right. Pig roast day, snowflake appreciation day. Christina Aguilera is 44. Katie Holmes is 46. Stone Cold Steve Austin is 60. Brad Pitt is 61. Steven Spielberg, 78, and Keith Richards, 81.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen those memes about Keith Richards. It's like, really?
What?
Richard Simmons worked out every day of his life and is dead, and Keith Richards is alive.
Wow.
Come on, something's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, get a full lineup coming up for you. Back after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 31 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. Looks like we might be getting, what, 6 inches of snow this week?
Yeah, tomorrow. What's today, Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the weekend looks really mild, and then possibly some more snow on Monday. So, I mean, you can't ask for, you know, with everybody traveling, you hate to see things close down and that. But what I was getting to right before the break, we talked about the most dangerous sports, but we're talking about ski jumping.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something special that those guys do that.
It is. But it looks like, it looks easier. You know what I mean? Because you really, it's
looks
just
effortless.
It does.
Just go.
And you just lean forward. Yeah. Remember that guy that forever in Wide World of Sports,
of course,
the guy that wiped out?
Yeah.
Did he get paid for that? They used that for years.
I wonder.
And years.
Huh?
Did he get a result? Come on, you guys. Give me, you know,
yeah, I don't
a couple
know.
Hundred bucks every time you show that. But yeah, I think everybody thinks about that. But that's a cool sport, ski jumping. I mean,
well, when you're, you know, if you get there early, like in Iron Mountain, if you get there early and you can stand like alongside of the hill,
right?
I would assume they still let people stand alongside the hill. We used to do that in Ishpeming all the time. And you're standing right there as that thing just comes right by you. I mean, it's amazing. Ski jumping is kind of like, I always say this, like NASCAR racing or auto racing, you got to see, and hockey, like pro hockey, you got to see those up close and personal. TV doesn't do any of them justice.
I agree.
And neither does ski jumping.
There's a lot of things like that it's nice to watch it on TV. It's great to go there and then watch it on TV again because your appreciation's higher.
I mean, I have no problems just sitting watching a football game, basketball game, whatever. But like pro hockey, you got to go to a pro hockey game and sit fairly close to the boards. For one thing, see
how fast it is.
Big these guys are and how fast they are on the skates. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And auto racing, same thing. Done at Elkhart Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Road America.
Mm-hmm.
When you stand close to those cars coming by,
and they let you stand pretty close.
Really close.
Yep.
Really close.
But yeah, I just think to go to stuff live, and you know, it's not cheap, but to go once in a while, the appreciation is better. To
100%.
See how, and even football, how hard they hit.
Yeah.
You see it on TV, but man, when you're down there, it's like, wow, that probably hurt.
Yeah.
Boxing. That's cool.
That's
to
another
see.
One, man. I agree. I agree. You see that one up close and personal.
Yep.
No question.
We were going to, I was telling these people we were out to dinner with last night that you and I were going to go to the wrestling thing, which is this Friday. We're not going.
Yeah, I can't pick up my daughter.
We can't do that, but that's cool to see. I went to that with your buddy, with Murphy, All-Star Wrestling. It wasn't like the Crusher. It was more recently, probably 10 years ago. But that's fun to do, too. Anyway, then you see it on TV. It's like, it's you just, like I said, you just appreciate it more. So I like seeing stuff live at least, you know, a couple times.
I agree. I'm 100% with you. But being like 50 rows up doesn't do it for you. You know what I mean? Well, you got to kind of be closer to the action.
I've never seen that skiing live. I think that would be fun to see that. Dude, that ski jump you're talking about.
No question.
They still do it up there, right?
Yeah, I want to say third weekend maybe of January.
Yeah.
Nordic Mountain, Nordic Hill jumping. Wow. Todd, do you know that one? Ski jumping UP, January.
I'll look it up.
That could be fun.
Yeah, no question about it.
That. Right, cool.
I'll tell you what I want to do. You know what else is really close to my old neighborhood? You have to drive through. You have to drive right past the house I grew up in Nagani, to get to the luge. There's an actual luge.
Really?
Thing up there, which is really, really popular. That's, it's one of the few in the Midwest.
Yeah. There, that's...
Is that the annual Suicide Hill ski jump?
Yeah. Well, there's Suicide, and then there's Pine Mountain are the two big ones in the UP.
Yeah.
When's the Ishpeming? When's the Suicide Hill? Because I'd love to run up there and see it.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do.
17th through the 19th.
Okay, that's the one then.
Yep.
I think they called it Nordic now.
It's with the Nordic.
I think they try to get rid of the word suicide a little bit.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. But that's what it was called, Suicide Hill.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Have there been?
I don't think
Oh, it's just a branding thing.
It's just, you must be crazy. Right. It's committing suicide jumping off that thing. It's one of those kind of things.
Maybe it did happen, and they're like, okay, get away.
I don't know.
With the thought in her head.
But yeah, I want to do that. I want to go up to ski jumping this year.
The key to some people dread, some people dread the winter, but it's tolerable if you do stuff like that.
You have to. When I tell people that, when they say about how do you get through the UP in the winter, you have to embrace it.
You do.
You can't sit there and look out the window and say, oh, crap, look at the snow.
Right.
You can't do that.
No.
That will literally drive you crazy after a while.
And I had a sister like that, and I didn't move. And she did. She moved to Florida. She just didn't like the snow. But on the other hand, if you lean into it a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, sitting at home when it's snowing outside and having a glass of wine and looking. I think that's fun, too. But, you know, to get out, and we have all these ice skating rinks in Green Bay and all throughout our listing area. There's outdoor ice skating. There's, you know, there's,
cross-country skiing. Absolutely.
And there's a little bit of snowshoeing. I think that's picking up a little bit in some areas. But, yeah, you got to get into it, or else it does become kind of a long
I've never – two things I've never – having grown up there, I've never skated.
No.
And because if you played basketball, you weren't allowed to, recreationally skate.
Yeah. Why? Because you might get hurt.
Well, one thing, I think they're afraid of losing guys to hockey. You know, that maybe they get so interested, they'll then go into hockey instead of basketball. And we did have one player, a pretty good star player, and he fell and he broke his wrist. I remember that. Mm. And then the coaches put a ban on that if you're playing basketball.
You know, it's probably the form. It's probably those guys got so controlling. They probably didn't want you exposed to
Absolutely.
That. That's what it was.
But I've never cross-country skied.
Well, that's overrated. Yeah.
Is it?
I enjoy it, but oh my God, it's hard.
It's hard.
You think it's really easy?
It's yeah.
But you can't really maneuver, so you get to a certain point and you're like, how am I going to go?
Exactly. This is, why don't I take these things off and just walk? Do you know what? I took that class at St. Norbert.
Cross-country skiing?
I did.
How was it?
My dad didn't like that. It was, all we did was go out and cross-country ski, and she taught us how to make wine, and it was just. Yeah, it was.
Well, I think if I had grown up in a different era, I would have been a good biathlete, where they cross country ski, then they have to fire.
That's what's
Olympics. It's almost like where we did rabbit hunting.
Yeah,
but on snowshoes.
Yeah,
I mean seriously.
Yeah,
I think I could have grown up with that.
You didn't downhill? You downhill skied though.
Well, just not like I told you, not the just on
chairlift.
No, we didn't have chairlifts.
Wow, that's.
What do you think
skiing.
I grew up?
Well, that's not skiing.
Mm. It's not skiing. Okay. Might on the mirror.
Rope.
Back up.
Toe rope. 9 o'clock.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The next New Wisco weekend is all about the winter holidays. I'm Lisa Hale. Join Terry Barr and myself as we take a closer look at solstice, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges now filed in New York against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where United Health was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin, last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News.